in San Mateo, where I grew up, you know, I saw the city being built out where we didn't have a downtown at first. And
yeah.
Now the downtown is super bustling, really great restaurants. And I believe Sacramento is in that same phase right now.
All right, what's up, guys? Today we're talking with Sabo. He made the move from the Bay Area to Elk Grove 3 years ago. Today we're going to talk a little bit about how it's been for him, why he moved from the Bay Area and everything. Sabo, how's it going?
I'm doing great. Happy to be here. 2.5 years in Elk Grove now. I can't believe it.
Stress level? How's the stress level?
Stress level's always low. Always low. I'm enjoying this place. When I drive back to the Bay, stress levels go up a little, but when I'm chilling in Elk Grove, even keel, everything is perfect out here.
Okay, so as far as like the Sacramento area, why Sacramento?
Why Sacramento? Yeah. Well, the short version of the story is I visited a friend up in Fairfax. As I drove up to Fairfax, Yen and I, we just kind of drove through. I think it was the 50, and then we were just like, this place seems like a good place. Then that night, we went to YouTube. We just searched out Sacramento real estate. You popped up, and then the rest is history.
I love it. I love it. I know. Okay, so your journey, I mean, so you were like a kind of a person who comes in from the Bay. They fall in love with Sacramento, but they just don't know a lot about Sacramento. So you and I, our journey took us, what, to El Dorado, to Auburn, to, I think, Grand Bay even.
Yep.
And then we circled in, and then all of a sudden Elk Grove popped in, and you're like, this is the spot for me. So why, as far as like the other spots that we looked at, if you would have found, because we're still on low inventory, if you would have found something there, would you have pulled the trigger?
Oh, totally. I mean, I don't know if you remember, I was, every house we went to, I was like, this one is cool. And then my better half was like, you know what, let's wait. And I was getting a little frustrated because school is about to start. I knew we needed to move. And, you know, I'm really glad that she waited until we found a house that we both love. But yeah, El Dorado Hills, Granite Bay, Rockland, these were Folsom, Roseville. These were all towns that I was ready to move into.
Okay, so what was the biggest thing as far as like what were you living in San Jose or like in the Bay Area? What were you living in? What does that square footage look like?
Yeah, we had a 1,300 square foot townhome.
Okay.
1,300 square foot townhome. HOAs were $800 a month. Yeah, I mean, even just saying that word out loud just sounds so crazy right now. $800 for HOA.
Now, let me ask you, could you ever go back to that square footage?
Never. I mean, our chicken coop is like almost as big as our townhome now, you know. Our chicken coop's 900 square feet. So when I really think about what we used to live in and what we have now with the 2 acres, it's just, it's almost like a different world that we lived in. You know, that was like bizarro Sabo that was okay with paying, you know, $5,000 a month to be living in a 1,300 square foot townhome. And yeah, to me, it almost seems like a sickness now. It's like, wow, I was really just like kind of like mentally sick back then to be okay with living in such a small place.
So let me ask you something. For me, I have my brother who lives in Walnut Creek. And whenever I go to the Bay Area, you know, it's like everyone's always like, hey, you know, you can go to the Bay Area if you want to. Whenever I go to the Bay Area, I just feel that stress, that kind of anxiety. It's like you hit the freeway and it feels like there's just traffic. And for some reason, I don't know what it is. And I know the Bay Area has beautiful weather, but sometimes I'm always hitting it when it just seems a little like dark. Do you know what I mean? And like the traffic just gets me. And I feel that anxiety where I'm just like, can't wait to get home. Can't wait to get home. But how do you feel when you hit the Bay Area now?
Exact. I mean, there is some nostalgia because there are my favorite restaurants there, but we've learned to cook really well up here. And yeah, whenever we go back, once we get to about 580 where Berkeley is, you know, when like the traffic just really starts backing up, there is this feeling in my nervous system that is very familiar to me, which is like, this is a town all about like infinite scaling, infinite growth. Everyone is in that mindset. And it's tiring being around people like that. And one of the things that I really appreciate about moving out here is no one has asked me what I do for a living. You know, that's one of my pet peeves in San Francisco. It's like within 5 minutes, they ask you what you do. And I know that's just like a polite way of them figuring out how much time should I spend with this guy? And is there something I could leverage out of this guy's network?
Yeah, I mean, when I was living in San Francisco, it was the same exact thing. And you kind of get used to the idea of settling, right? It's like, you're like, oh, I just got something. I'm there. Hey, like everyone else is doing it. So, you know, I got something. I should be so grateful that I got what I got. And then a lot of people come out here and they're like, oh, I can have that? I'm like, yeah, you can have that. I mean, it's just here. You know, like as far as you go, like I guess it is like, what was that feeling of like of when you saw these big houses and you were like, I can have that?
Oh, it felt like we won the lottery, you know, like we all of a sudden had expendable cash. We could buy the home of our dreams, you know, like to go from 1,300 square feet to over 3,000 square feet. It's just, and to have like money left over too, and just so much more acreage to plant food, to play with my dogs. It really was like this eye-opening moment of everything that we were working so hard for in the Bay Area that, like, oh, we could have like our dream home like right now, you know, not when our kids graduate, not when I'm making seven figures, but right now, if we just made the decision. And luckily with the pandemic and companies allowing people to work from home, we just decided to pull the trigger really quickly.
Was this, I always tell people this too. I'm like, the surreal moments are like the first like week or two that you're in your new house. You're sitting there and you wake up, and it's like, for me, even myself, when I did my first move here, the move that I said to myself, I love my house. Like it's like you get a permagrin on your face. You're just like, whoa, it kind of feels like you're an Airbnb, kind of like you have that vibe of like, this is where I'm living right now. Like, your setup out there is just amazing. Like the lawn, the pool. I mean, it looks like kind of like a mini hotel or like a B&B or something like that. So.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely wake up every day just filled with gratitude. I love it when my friends come and visit and they could see how much further their money could go up here. And even if they didn't have like the same budget back in the Bay, you know, like there's a ton of like new home developments that are super affordable. So, I mean, every day I wake up, I get to take my dogs out. My backyard is bigger than the dog parks in San Francisco. They get to play outdoors. My daughters love going outdoors. Back in the Bay, we would always have to watch them when they're outdoors because we were worried about whatever was going to happen in the Bay Area when you leave your kids unattended. And out here, it really feels like, you know, like when I grew up in the 80s, like we could be outdoors. Yeah. They walk over to their friends' homes. My neighbors come over, give me like lemons, apples, peaches. It's just a really different environment. And it really does make me feel that, you know, like if you're grinding and hustling and you enjoy being in the Bay Area, you know, this message isn't for you. But literally everyone that I speak to, they have this inner feeling of just knowing like there's something off here, but they have the golden handcuffs because they work at Facebook or Google. They feel like they can't move away because there's no other opportunities. But I believe that, you know, you just have to make the decision. And if you have a will to live in a certain area, you'll find out a different way to make money and be able to provide for yourself out here.
Well, here in Sacramento, I mean, have you noticed how like the entrepreneurial spirit is kind of like so thriving here? Like I run into all the people all the time. Oh yeah, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And people are kind of like, because we don't have that crazy, like, you know, like I always say to myself when I hit the Bay Area, it's almost like money's flying out of my wallet. Tolls, parking, this and everything too. It's just, it was always a very stressful feeling for me. The idea of going out, even getting a taxi from one spot to another, it's just like, whoa, that's just like nuts. Here, I feel like I don't have that pressure to go out. I don't have that pressure to like, you know, oh my God, I only have like this square footage. So let's get out of the house, right? That's kind of a common thing in the Bay Area. Let's just get out here. Let's go to the park. Let's go for a walk. But like here in Sacramento, it's like, let's go to our backyard. Let's go to our pool. Let's go. You don't want to leave the house.
Yeah, I mean, most of the times when I go out, it is to just someone's house and we're hanging out in their backyard, or they come over to our place and they help me, you know, with the gardening or with the chickens or whatever it may be. But it is a different lifestyle. You know, I think maybe if you're in your 20s, like living in San Francisco, there's a lot of things for you to do. But once you have a family, or once I had a family, you know, I definitely stayed at home a lot more. And the difference between a 1,300 square foot townhome versus having 2 acres, I mean, it's hard to describe the feeling that I have every morning, other than I'm just super grateful. And every morning is like a new morning of like new adventures and different things to do in the garden. My neighbors are all really awesome people. The lifestyle that they have like is very much in alignment with what I want to do. They're out mowing the lawn like at 6 a.m. It kind of invigorates me to do some yard work. And then by noontime, I feel like, yeah, it's time to chill. And we just chill out by the swimming pool. We'll get the fire pit going. It's all these things that I would see in movies and just imagine, yeah, that would be cool to do one day. Or yeah, maybe if I had $4 or $5 million to get a home in San Francisco, maybe we would have like a little backyard to do these types of things in. And so, yeah, I mean, it really does feel like living the dream out here. And I'm just super grateful that we pulled the trigger when we did.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, in appreciation for your house, I'm sure you're like, not only like in your heart, but in like also the wallet. I mean, your house has probably gone up in value like crazy here too, you know? So, you know, like, I know that stuff doesn't really affect you too much because this is where you're going to be for a long, long time. But like, I've seen it. I'm like, man, you've already made money on your house.
I mean, yeah. And I could see it in like the faces of all my friends that come and visit, you know, they're kind of shocked at how far your money could go out here. And they're always asking me about like the downsides and, you know, what I don't like about this area. But the truth is there's not too much for me to share with them on the downsides other than, you know, interpersonal stuff that I'm going through, but that would happen no matter where I'm living.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing too. For me, it's like, I always talked about on the podcast, I'm always like, you know, people from the Bay Area come out here, and it was myself too. I walked in with a huge chip because I didn't know what Sacramento was about, right? I was like, ah, Sacramento, hey, I'm from the Bay, Warriors and everything too. Come out, and I'm like, whoa, this is not the Sacramento that people have been talking about. This isn't like hot, flat, nothing to do. I mean, there's things to eat. There's great places to eat, tons of stuff to do. And the nice thing, too, is the idea that, like, there's a neighborly vibe in Sacramento that I think in the Bay Area specifically, there's not that as much anymore. I mean, don't you agree?
Oh, man. Like, I mean, me and you, we're friendly people. When I greet people out in the Bay, you know, sometimes they don't even return my greeting, you know, or they'll maybe even like look at me like I'm crazy. So out here, everyone's super friendly. And, you know, the way I kind of look at Sacramento right now was kind of how, well, in San Mateo where I grew up, you know, I saw the city being built out where we didn't have a downtown at first. And now the downtown is super bustling, really great restaurants. And I believe Sacramento is in that same phase right now where there's just a bunch of new things coming up. There's always something new to do if we want to go out and hang out. And I do believe that when you join a community while it's really on the come up, it's one of the most exciting times because there's always like a new movie theater, or a new mall, a new restaurant to try out. Like I took my better half out to this place, Hello Tamaki, yesterday or two nights ago, and they do, it's just like a hand roll sushi bar and you just order by the hand rolls. And it was like a really cool, fun experience. That's something that I've never seen in the Bay Area.
Yeah, it's interesting too, huh? Like, I mean, a lot of people are always like, the food scene in the Bay Area is so great. It is, without a doubt. But like, I have all the options I kind of need here. I mean, everything that I need or everything that's been like, you know, like so, like I wanted, I found here, and it seems relatively less expensive than it would be in the Bay Area. I don't know. I mean, for me, like the food options here are just great, you know, and I don't really need those like, you know, frou-frou restaurants that you got to book out like 2 years in advance for Valentine's Day. Like here, you got some pretty good stuff. You can go anywhere you want to go. You can go downtown and have that like five-star restaurant. You can go get a nice, you can get food truck, get tacos if you feel like. I mean, there's just so much food scene, so food stuff happening in here that I don't know. I don't have that moment where I'm like, oh, I'm dying for like, you know, North Beach pizza. I don't have that. I think we have great stuff here. And the barbecues and like backyard, like for you, you got like your own farmer's market in your backyard right now too. I mean, like what's the stuff you're growing right now?
Yeah, I always have to do my best to remember what my wife told me that we were growing, but we're growing tomatoes, peppers, watermelons, cantaloupes, all sorts of different soft fruits. We have like peach trees, nectarine trees. So we're actually trying to grow like the vast majority of like the fruits and vegetables that we eat. And it was unbeknownst to me, but Sacramento is the farm to table capital of the world. And I would say that if Bay Area food is a 10, I'd say this is a 9. You know, it's not like far off. Yeah, there are some restaurants that I feel like the Bay has that's better. But when it comes to vegan restaurants, I would say Sacramento has better vegan restaurants than the Bay. The three vegan restaurants that I've been to out here, the food was so good that I wouldn't mind actually being vegan if I had access to food like this all the time.
Yeah, and also now that we're like on a growth spur. So it's one of those things where like new places are popping up, new communities, new areas and everything too. So I think you're right. I mean, I think I always tell people like in 2030, the landscape of Sacramento is going to be changing. I mean, we're already in a good spot, I think, like location wise, close to Tahoe, close to Bay, if we want to go, close to Napa. But I do think that eventually Sacramento is going to be one of those spots that it's like a destination spot. We're going to go, yeah, let's go to Sacramento. You know, just that's going to be it. We're state capital. So I could could see that in our future, especially with all the growth and development we're going through, you know?
Yeah.
Now let's flip it to Elk Grove. So you looked at Auburn, you looked at Rockland, you looked at all those places, and you were kind of ready to pull the trigger, but you didn't like have that like, this is it. So then we saw Elk Grove, and Elk Grove was like one of those, like, it wasn't even on the map. It was like, you're looking at El Dorado, Granite Bay, Rockland. And then all of a sudden it was like, I think you just saw something. You're like, what about Elk Grove? Let's go take a look at Elk Grove. And it seemed like the Elk Grove area you just fell in love with, you know, like that. You just like, you're like connected with that area. What was that like?
Yeah. You know, I think that the main thing was Yen wanted more acreage or more like a bigger lot to grow stuff. I was just happy. I mean, we didn't have a backyard before, so anything that had a backyard seemed reasonable to me. And I was really into any of these big houses that we went to. And then so when we got to Elk Grove and we saw that there was like a rural area of Elk Grove that was right next to Wilton where the lot sizes, I think, were a minimum of 2 acres. And yeah, the pricing of the homes was about the same. And the only kind of resistance I had was that it was a little bit further out from the freeway. But now that we've been living there for a couple of years, I love that we're further out because there's very little traffic. It's super quiet, but then it's just a 15-minute drive before we get to a Ranch 99 where I could get all the food that I want.
Well, that's kind of what I mean. It is further out, but it's not really. Do you know what I mean? Like, it gives you that idea that you're, like, in a Hallmark movie, that you're out there somewhere. But, like, you're really close. I mean, you're close to downtown, what, maybe 25 minutes yep. away from downtown. It's like, and you're in an area right now that's kind of, like, developing and growing. The 624, you're in that area that I think a lot of people don't know about in Elk Grove. People are thinking, like, 757, Tract Homes, Taylor Morrison, yada, yada. But, like, the area you live are more like just, it's a different part of Elk Grove, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I really feel like we lucked out, you know what I mean? We even had, I guess the longer version of the story is we found another home there, and it was so rural that Comcast wasn't there. But luckily, you know, that was the only thing that was missing was high-speed internet. And then that last home that we actually saw, our neighbors were the ones that were putting in the high-speed internet line. So we feel super lucky that, you know, that part of Elk Grove even existed. And, you know, I mean, when I think of, like, rural areas, I just think, like, they're really far away from anything convenient. So the fact that we have, you know, convenience as well as a lot of land, you know, to me that's I couldn't think of a better environment than that for what I want at this phase of my life.
I mean, do you have any plans on leaving Elk Grove or the house anytime soon?
No, I mean, we hope that it's our forever home. We hope to be building like an ADU on there so it could be a multi-generational home. Like, our neighbors live with their in-laws right now in some super big new home that they built. And it's kind of like a beautiful way to see more than one generation living at a specific home. So we hope that this is our forever home that our kids will want to, you know, come back to. But, you know, who knows? Maybe they'll go out on their own. But that's
always come
right
back, man. They'll always come back for those gatherings. Okay, so let me ask you something. As far as, like, everyone, people are watching this video and they're thinking, I like Sacramento, I like these various areas. What would you say as far as, like, your elevator pitch for Elk Grove, that thing that you're going to tell people that, like, I didn't even factor Elk Grove in, but this is what Elk Grove means to me. Like, what is this? Like, what is a lifestyle? What is, like, what are the, like, what is it like in Elk Grove for someone who might be looking at Elk Grove and going, like, I heard of it, I don't know too much about it?
Yeah. I think for me, the thing that really stands out, other than our location, because our location is more specific to us, is just the community. The people there are super nice, super welcoming, super friendly. The teachers and the staff at the school are, as far as I could tell, they love their jobs. They love the kids. When I compare that to the Bay Area, there's very little community. The teachers all look like super burnt out. They're just kind of trying to get through the day. So when I really think about, like, the elevator pitch or the sales pitch, it's about, like, you know, who do you want to be around? Who do you want your kids growing up around? And do you want to be more of a human doer or a human being? You know, in the Bay Area, I just felt like I never got, like, my list of things done. There was always just more and more stacking up. And, you know, it just felt like if I wasn't on top of everything and running at 100 miles per hour, I was going to fall behind everyone. And so out here, I feel like I'm much more of a human. I get to be myself. I get to understand who I am without running a business or always doing business-oriented things. And to me, having the time to rediscover who I am as a person is probably the strongest sales pitch, because I do know that at least the circles that I run in the Bay Area, it's everyone is just like their identity is what they do as a job. You know, yeah. It's like, hey, I'm this. And then the parents, you know, sorry, the parents aren't even raising their own kids. Everyone needs nannies because they're working 12, 14 hours a day. And to me, that's just, that's like being in prison. You know, you're not living your life. You're not having sovereignty over what you want to do. And when you move out to a place like Sacramento where things are, I don't even want to say slower. I want to say this is like the correct pace for like what a human should be dealing with. And in the Bay Area, we know that, you know, like the dopamine hits that we get from scrolling social media, like we just know like our bodies weren't designed to like keep firing off dopamine hit. And I believe that that is, we're going to look back at kind of like how the Bay Area grew and just see like this was like a mental disease that we all agreed to have. And I think it takes getting out of the Bay Area to start realizing how sick in the mind many of the people there are.
All right, man. Well, I mean, this has been fantastic, and it's been a good time catching up with you as well, too. Sabo is not only a client, but a friend. We love talking camera, social media, and everything, too. And, like, for all you people out there who are thinking about maybe moving to the Sacramento area, I really wanted you to have a first count of someone who's actually made the move from the Bay Area, decided on Elk Grove, and what it's actually meant to him, how it's impacted his life. And, Sabo, thank you very much for taking the time. I'm sure there's people out there right now that are thinking about making the jump or thinking about making the move to the area, but they're just not sure what that really means or what their life could be like if they made the move out here. So I appreciate your time, my friend.
Yeah, and I appreciate you. I mean, you were super patient taking us to I don't know how many homes that we looked at. So we're always happy to refer people to you. And, you know, this is Mark didn't tell me to say this, but I'm always super grateful because you are a super good real estate agent. Like a lot of the stuff that you did for me, I just kind of took for granted. Then my other friend who I recommended to you went with their own real estate agent and they had like so many different problems. They had to pay out of pocket for like so many different things. I was like, oh, wow. Okay. Now I know why Mark is, you know, one of the top realtors in the country. And that's why, you know, I came. Anytime you ask me to come, I'm more than happy to come to help out because you've really changed our lives.
Thank you. I appreciate it, guys. If you enjoyed this video, like, subscribe, comment. And again, thanks, Sabo. I appreciate it. And until next interview, man.
All right. Awkward handshake.
Let's do a better handshake. All okay. Right. Until next video.
Gen X handshake.
There we go.